Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to State Representative John Thorpe as he talks about what he's been working on this legislative session. As January has finally come to an end, we are now getting into February. It's hard to believe. It seems like January was a year long. But finally getting into February, I guess, for the when it comes to it in the House, John, you know, what are some of the things that you've been working on this past month, and what are you kind of working on and hoping for, to see pushed forward going into February?
Well, I've got a whole spate of varied things that I'm working on. I'll just knock out a couple of them for no particular reason. Traffic cameras, that's kind of a perennial issue that's coming up once again. And I'm looking at it in terms of changing the way that the citations are actually sent out. To me, if you're going to get a citation for speeding or you're going to get a citation for going through a red light, I think an officer probably ought to be involved in that. I don't think a private vendor should be sending things out to citizens saying, hey, you did this and you did that with not a whole lot of due process. So that's something I'm working on. I'm working on getting some more funding for investigations into child pornography. That's an issue that I think most people would be just floored and scared, and they should be if they knew about how serious that problem really was. And another, a non-public safety related bill I'm working on right now involves probably something that's interesting to a lot of retired folks around the Knoxville area anyway. It involves the federal taxability of the federal civil service retirement system. The way the code's set up right now, if you retire under one retirement system with the federal government, you're taxed one way, but if you're on another federal pension system, then you get taxed a much more punitive way, I guess. So we're trying to settle that out, so that's a little more fair.
I'll just go off of some things that I've heard about and wanted to get your thought process on. I know specifically because you're an Iowa State patrolman and had many years in law enforcement. One of those things that we've heard a lot about over the years has been malingering in the fast lane while driving. Kind of not a huge deal, but can be depending on timing and situation, especially weather, stuff like that. But when it comes to it, I just want to get your thought process on that. What do you think about the potential of the fines when it comes to people malingering in the fast lane?
Well, you know, that's one I'm kind of struggling with, and we'll have to see how the final bill comes out. Last year, the bill came out last year, and it's still what we would call a live round that could pass or could not pass this year. As far as, you know, it's definitely a traffic hazard to a certain extent. But I'm a little bit numbers-driven when it comes to accidents and whatnot, so I have to really sit down and pore through some numbers and see if that type of a bill, or if that were to become a law, is that going to save lives? Is that going to prevent some accidents? I'd really like to see that.
Also, kind of piggybacking off of preventing accidents, one of the other things we've seen a lot lately and a lot of talk recently has been about hands-free devices while driving. I think that we obviously had the no phone calls. We've seen a kind of a progression when it comes to not using devices and the distractions when it comes to using a cell phone specifically. So I guess when it comes to the hands-free devices bill and where that is, just hear your thoughts on it.
That's one I'm not ambivalent about. And unfortunately, that tends to make my position is somewhat unpopular on this, because I think a lot of people want to keep using their devices, their cell phones while they're driving. And I appreciate their position, but I've just seen too many accidents, including several fatalities, quite a few fatalities, because somebody was trying to send a text message that, you know, you read it and it was, yes, I'll be there in 10 minutes. You know, I mean, that was not worth somebody's life. And that's one that I feel pretty strongly about. And I'm hoping we can get some progress on that.
Another bill that I wanted to also talk to you about last bill I'll ask you about is the right to be able to have the guns in vehicles on school grounds as well as at their employers. So I guess as another Iowa State patrolman, you know, what is your thoughts when it comes to, you know, the Second Amendment, people having their guns in their cars?
Well, with respect to the school aspect, I honestly don't see a huge problem. If you're dropping off your child at the school, you have to drive through the circle drive and you're just dropping off the child. I don't see a problem. If you have a valid permit and you've been vetted through that permit process, I don't see a problem with that. On the other hand, there's part of last year's bill. It would have allowed people to take firearms to their place of employment, even if their employer says, we don't want guns here. And I have to go on the other side of the issue there, because to me, those employers, they have rights too. And if they choose for there not to be any firearms on their property, I think they have that right. Now, that's different when it comes to, say, a government building or any type of directly funded facility or building. That's a little bit different. But if it's a private enterprise, they have rights. So I think it'll kind of depend on, again, how the final bills come out. It's being hashed around right now. But those are two aspects of the Second Amendment that I do feel pretty strongly about.
Now, moving forward here in February, on the 15th of February, you're going to have a town hall get-together meeting, basically, with Senator Amy Sinclair and the community here in Knoxville, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. I guess, what are some of the things you're hoping to get out of that?
What I got out of it is I generally hear a different side, a different perspective to almost every issue, which I find is extremely helpful. I know how unfortunately right now people are fairly polarized, and I think it's pretty important. And I know it just sounds like a trite political statement, but it really does help to hear the other viewpoint. At least it does for me. I wind up hearing a lot of opinions and perspectives that I hadn't thought of, and a lot of them turn out to be pretty legitimate points of view.
Thanks to State Representative John Thorpe for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to canicareless.com and click podcast.